It didn't take a genius to know the guys were trouble. Neither did it require much brain work to figure out the pickup truck blocking the road wasn't doing that for any good reason. But I couldn't have imagined the speed with which all hell was about to break loose. I'd been on the road for 4 hours, having driven 200 miles in the thick Appalachian forests in Kentucky. I was making my way south after spending 3 days camping beside an isolated creek, a secluded spot hidden by sandstone cliffs near the Red River Gorge. It was one of those times when I cut myself off for a bit of solitude, kind of like what people imagine the Australian Aborigines do in a walkabout. It wasn't as extended a break from civilization, but 3 days spent fishing and rock climbing had left me feeling invigorated. After long hours of my feet being scrunched up in my climbing shoes, I was glad to be back in my cowboy boots again. Kentucky wasn't my usual haunt. For the past 8 months, ever since I left the U.S. Marshals, I had been mostly hanging around my spread in Colorado. I had come visiting the Bluegrass State because a deputy I knew from my time with the Marshals was getting hitched up in Lexington in a couple of days. I had landed at the city's Bluegrass Airport a week earlier, rented a pickup, and hit the roads, having decided to discover Kentucky's hidden charms before heading back to Lexington. I avoided main highways, preferring the wilderness of inner roads. I drove on Route 11 for a spell before leaving the highway for lonelier roads that wove their way through unending forests. Towns were few and far between. That worked well for me. I wasn't headed anywhere in particular. While looking at the state map, I'd found it had many towns named after European cities. London, Paris, Glasgow, Berlin, Versailles. I decided to check out some of these places, see if there was anything European about them. I still had time to kill before heading to Lexington. A road sign a mile back had indicated the next gas station was 2 miles away. Another sign 100 yards on had declared, "Next gas, 93 miles. It made a compelling case for a top-up. But about half a mile before the gas station, the road curved sharply around a bend. I was coming out of the curve when I had to brake hard. The road was blocked by three knuckleheads standing in the middle of it, their backs resting against a truck parked across the width of the road. Big guys, heavy set, wearing work boots. The guy in the middle was the tallest, around my height of 6'2". He was also the heaviest, about 20 pounds more than my 200 pounds. I guess that made him the leader. Judging by the fact they decided to stand in the middle of the road around a sharp curve, placing their well-being in the ability of an oncoming driver to brake in time, I was sure intellectual prowess wasn't the leadership criterion for that bunch. None of them bothered to walk over to explain why they were blocking the road. The big guy just motioned from where he stood, waving me away. The other two men stood glaring, arms folded, trying to look menacing. I groaned. After 3 days of peace and seclusion, I was in a tranquil zone I didn't want to come out of for a while. But with the jerks blocking my way, I realized I might soon have to get into a diametrically opposite mindset. I'm not the kind of guy who goes looking for trouble, but I have a rule. I never let bullies get their way. If the guys thought looking intimidating would make me turn back, well, they had another thought coming.